And they're back. Not that they really went away. I'm talking about the Unconformity, and their festival is coming up. The Unconformity Festival is coming up in October. And I'm joined now by the chairman of the Unconformity. Rick Snell is joining us in the studio to tell us all about it. G'day, Rick. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
All right. Well, yeah, it's obviously it's been a long time in the making, and I've got a copy of the program here, and there's heaps happening. Let's just talk about, obviously, you know, the Unconformity itself. Just give listeners an idea, if they're not aware, sort of what the reason is, what's the idea of it?
The Unconformity has been a grassroots, locally created organisation that started back in 2010 with the old Heritage and Arts Festival, and every 2 years has held a festival that transformed into the Unconformity in 2016.
Sure. Yep.
But its major purpose was to effectively add to the traditional economies of the West Coast, the mining, extractive industries, fishing, agriculture, and bring creative economy, arts, culture, and effectively create pathways for people to be involved and bring a whole different type of vibe. Sure. Yep. To the place.
And it's a good way of promoting and getting it on the, getting it on the map as well, which is, I think, is really important down here. Because what you're using is using the resources of the West Coast.
Yep, and doing it in a way which is bringing national attention. So just one quick example. Last year we received Australia Council funding, four-year funding.
Yep.
Over 400 arts organisations around Australia applied for it. The funding was only available once for a four-year period. Only 95 organisations in Australia received funding.
Mm.
We were one of the 95. Yep. So this local community of the West Coast has a national arts organisation. One of the top 100 arts organisations in Australia is based next door to here almost.
Yeah, exactly. And I notice you've got heaps of sponsors and supporters on board, including obviously the Premier. So it's fantastic. We've got a lot of support for it.
Yeah, political support, bureaucratic support. So again, one of the benefits that people don't realise what the Unconformity brings to the West Coast is that we have access at the highest levels of government and the highest levels of bureaucracy, because the festivals have been successful.
Yep.
It benefits everyone from tourism, from Events Tasmania, etc. So when we talk, when we lobby for activities to take place in the West Coast, we've got that level of access. It's not just about writing a letter or an email. It's about sitting down and talking, saying, this is what we've done previously and this is what can happen in the future as well.
Yep, no, that's good. Now, there's events happening all around the place. Tell us some of the highlights, what you think are the better ones.
I think some of the key highlights are we've moved Crib Lane back into the main street of Orr Street and called it Crib Road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the focus of eating and refreshments and meeting and greetings is going to take place. I think another one is the art trail, where local artists effectively display their works and creativity. We have over 48 local artists from the West Coast displaying their work to the outside visitors coming into Queenstown. So not only are they seeing the work, they actually purchasing the work and everything else. I think another one is one that involves the Mountain Heights students, who are listed in the program as effectively co-creators and artists in their own right. Well, I think that's a fabulous outcome.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, fantastic. And I mean, artists are really, really talented down here as well, aren't they?
They are. And in many ways, they deserve a place on almost a national stage. We have got, apart from people like Raymond Arnold, who are already well known, there are some other artists who deserve to be considered in the top ranks of artists in this country.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Now, obviously, I've got a copy of the program, but the program will be available tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, available online at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And it gives people a chance, especially locals, a chance to look through the program. Mm-hmm. A lot of the events are free, but some of them are limited in terms of capacity because of where they've been held. Those ticketed events will become online on Tuesday at midday, and I would suggest to people that, a little bit like other limited events, that you be ready to go, because there'll be a flurry, because so many people want to be involved. So as an example of that, most accommodation in Queenstown is already booked out for the Unconformity Festival weekend, and we're encouraging people to go to Strawn and Zine, and we're providing a bus service for people who are going to be staying in Strawn to be able to come enjoy the festival.
Yep. Excellent. Now, tickets, where are they available?
Tickets are online.
Yep.
So that's on Tuesday at midday. So you go to the Unconformity website,
yep.
unconformity.com.au, theunconformity.com.au,
yep.
and you'll be able to book your tickets.
Excellent. And obviously you've got COVID-safe procedures in store?
We have got exemplary COVID-safe yep. procedures. In fact, we've been used as a kind of benchmark for a lot of other organisations because we put a lot of thought and activity and learnt a lot of lessons
yep.
from other events around Australia.
Yep, sure. Great. It's excellent. It's just so exciting. It brings the towns alive, that's for sure. So it's great to hear that it's back on again. We look forward to it in October. And Rick Snell, Chairman of the Unconformity, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
There we go. It's Rick Snell joining us from the Unconformity and looking forward to the festival in October. 7XS.